proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series regarding family dysfunctions, we focus our attention today and tomorrow on the life of David. The author of Psalm 133 penned these words, quote, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. Nonetheless, the Bible provides several examples of godly individuals who experienced difficulties in their family lives. David, though a man after God's own heart, David experienced many difficulties with various members of his family, both before he became king of Israel and afterwards. David seemed to have small esteem among the members of his immediate family, namely his father and his brothers. When the prophet Samuel came to Bethlehem, David's father Jesse did not initially invite David home to meet that prophet. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, Jesse dispatched David, not a servant, but his son David. Jesse sent David to bring supplies to his brothers in the Israelite army, almost as though David's job of tending sheep was insignificant in comparison. David's elder brother Eliab also seemed to treat David with disdain. He told his youngest brother that, quote, "I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle," unquote. In effect, he was criticizing David for abandoning his family flock. This amounted to a reproach, an unjust reproach of David, in the presence of the Israelite army. Before David became king, after he defeated Goliath, David's major challenges came from his father-in-law, King Saul. Saul believed, rightly as it turns out, Saul believed that God had sent Samuel to anoint David to be his, Saul's, successor. Saul became jealous over a song chanted by the women of Israel, whose refrain went like this: "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s," unquote. The narrative contained in 1 Samuel chapter 18 noted that, quote, "Saul eyed David from that day and forward, unquote. In other words, Saul was suspicious of David, figuring David to be a usurper planning to take away the royal throne. The author of the passage in 1 Samuel 18 also pointed out that, quote, "Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul," unquote. Even though David behaved himself wisely, as the narrative went, Saul still sought to kill him. Saul even hurled a javelin at David in that attempt. However, he missed. Saul betrothed his daughter Michelle to David so that, in his words, she might be a snare to him. The king demanded 100 Philistine foreskins as a dowry, perhaps hoping that David would die in battle at the hand of the Philistines, and Saul would be rid of him without any blood being on his, Saul's, own hands. The king also instructed his son Jonathan and his servants, instructed them to put David to death. Jonathan, however, quote, "delighted much in David," unquote. He warned his friend and encouraged David to conceal himself. When Jonathan publicly stood up for David at a feast, Saul vented his displeasure at his son and even threw a javelin at him. Saul kept trying to put David to death. He led an army in pursuit of David and his men, chasing them throughout the hills and caves of southern Israel. During those times, David twice refrained from killing Saul, even though he had the opportunity to do so. He recognized that God would take care of the situation in his own time and in his own way. Even after David ascended the throne of Israel, he experienced family problems. In our next session, we will look at these. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.